Welcome to Galaxy of Dice Campaign 1, a Star Wars 5e podcast. I am your Dungeon Dark Lord John Garrett. Please join me, Patrick Stone as Kobak Tadi, Pamela Garrett as Denisio Roslam, Anna Stone as Amissa Anima, Jesse McCormick as Brony the Hutt, and Christopher Hess as Rollem Shmoo in our continued adventures of intrigue and idiocy on the moon Bathor Prime. Let's get into it.
Welcome to Galaxy of Dice, episode 41. I am your Dungeon Dark Lord, John, and we are joined this week for another episode of Single Fun Time. Wait, doesn't sound nope. Right. Kobak Tadi.
Hi, I'm Patrick. I play Kobak. Single Fun Time is all good, but... Kobak is really not into that public display.
Okay, well, last episode we did a solo run through with Rollem Shmoo. This time it'll be a solo run, kind of laying stuff out for the future of Kobak Tadi. I suggest listening to the Rollem episode. It was pretty fun and hair-raising and not as wholly depressing as I thought it might be. As the last few episodes kind of have been. So we'll jump right in. Kobak, you just left Rollem's office dealing with some very strange... what you suppose is a holo recording because it keeps looping. The door has fused shut. When you tried to pick the lock, as soon as the lock was tripped, a trap must have went off, and thermite has fused the door shut. So you are headed over back to your home. Just as you walk in, you see a grizzled old man sitting with Alpha. Alpha's got his head on the man's lap, and he's just kind of petting him. You don't know how he managed to get in, because your security system should have blown him away. But you get the impression that this is Tam. You can kind of feel it, as you've gotten way more in tune with the Force lately.
What are you doing here? I guess I did tell you to come here.
Yeah, I came to talk. To see if you were interested in maybe learning.
I'm always interested in learning.
Maybe gaining some control.
I thought I was doing pretty good.
And he kind of runs his finger over one of the giant, like, blackened spines that's kind of sticking out of Alpha. And he goes, this tells me that you're not as in control as you think you are.
Kobak winces a little bit as he does that, because he feels bad for doing that to Alpha.
So, I'm not saying that this is... that. Anything is going to change, but I can give you a better hope. Well, not better. You will do what you want to do. That is the way of things. I hope that I can help you through that, especially because I definitely feel as though part of this is my fault. So, if you're willing to listen, if you're willing to learn, then we should get started before you use too many more force powers and the wrong attention is drawn.
Okay, I gotta make a quick call real quick, and Kobach's gonna send a quick message out over the comms to let people know that there's a recording in Rollum's room, and his door is melted shut. He might just be playing with his calculator.
Okay. So you do that, and Tam guides you to come in. He takes you into the back where your speed, you know, you got a couple of like open bays for what, because it used to be a speeder shop. So there's a couple of open bays. Your speeder is in there. And Tam gestures to one of the open bays and says, "Come, let's sit." And he goes and he...
And Kobach will follow him along.
Sits on the floor and he says, "Are you interested in gaining control over the Force? Over your use of the Force?"
I mean, I suppose so. I've just been kind of going with the flow of it for now, and it's been working out for me.
So I will give you kind of the rundown of the parties involved in Force use. There are those of us that believe that there has to be balance. Everything should be balanced. That without light, without dark, there is nothing. Without pain, you cannot truly appreciate joy. Without seeing death, you cannot truly appreciate life. Too many people find these things out too late. The Jedi, those who follow only the light, they believe in serenity, in submersion into the Force, letting the Force flow around you, but trying your best not to affect anything. Not letting your emotions guide you, not letting your wisdom, not letting your intelligence guide you, but only letting your wisdom guide you. And then there are those who follow the dark side, who use their emotions to harness it into a weapon, or just use it. The way they use the Force is to as a tool rather than as a guide or as it's not necessarily a tool. They use the Force with emphasis on the use. They do not immerse themselves in the Force. They immerse themselves in the dark side because they can still feel it. But the dark side tends to corrupt because it is a fire that burns very hot. And as you know, when something burns very hot, it tends to fail.
Sometimes it gets stronger.
It may be stronger for a time, but the stress of having to contain that kind of fire tends to break things.
I get where you're going with it.
Okay. So, again, our code, the code I follow, is flowing through all, there is balance. There is no peace without a passion to create. There is no passion without peace to guide. Knowledge fades without the strength to act. Power blinds without the serenity to see. There is freedom in life. There is purpose in death. The force is all things, and I am the force. If you choose to follow me and follow your teaching, the teachings that I will bestow upon you, you will harness both sides of the force, but you will use your head rather than your heart or your feelings to harness it. You will think through your actions before you act. You will also have to understand that there are times where the best thing may be to let somebody go. But
that happens all the time.
It does. It really does. And it doesn't make you feel any better. But knowing that there was purpose in their death should give you some succor. I know you're a creative person, and he gestures to Deet that is ever present, floating behind you. It's obvious that you have passion. You are an intelligent and creative being, young though you may be, but I also see that you lack a large amount of peace. Your life has been nothing but pain and torture. And not being able to understand what's going on, why things are happening to you the way they do. My family was involved in a purge on my homeworld. I was found half dead by some other members of our order. They felt my connection, and they brought me into their fold. I understand that those kinds of scars are left on you also, but with a much smaller understanding of what was happening. There are those out there that wish to eradicate anyone that is force sensitive. They, due to the past, where force sensitives have become the law or decided to take the government and rule the galaxy, there are those that stand very hard on the eradication of force sensitives.
That doesn't make sense, though. They're still controlling it. They're just doing it from the shadows.
There's an old saying about the spider you can see is better, because if you are to kill the one that you see, that one is not as sneaky. It's the ones that you don't see that are the problem.
Kobach shivers a little bit at the mention of spice spiders.
Yeah. There are others that push back. My order obviously pushes back, but There is also those that will sense your motive and attempt to pull you towards one way or the other. The dark side is very... it's addictive. Especially when all you feel is pain, it is very difficult to see through that to what the pain might be teaching you, and just want to inflict that on somebody else, to project it towards someone else as you can. Righteous anger is a completely different thing than just fervent anger. Being angry for the right reasons will not cloud your mind. It'll help you. It's, as you said, it's the fire that sharpens the vibro steel rather than the laser that cuts it.
Kobach nods along as he's listening.
I understand that you've just gained some insight into the Force by using your emotions. What the hell? Bob, get out of here. Hold on. Get out of here. Go on. Fat cat. You can wait 15 minutes for a cup of food, man. Wow.
You're late with mealtime, human.
I know. I will, I want to teach you some ways to pull from both sides. Mechanically, what I'm going to say is Kobach will use his intelligence modifier if he follows the path of the Gray Jedi. He'll use his intelligence modifier to cast Force spells. I believe that you were going to take a feat that does that.
Yes, that was the plan for next level.
Okay, so that will be, that will continue to be the plan for next level, but what that will do is take you down the path of the Great Jedi, where you're using your brain to think through your issues rather than just pulling from one side or the other, trying to use, because Kobach does not have a peaceful mind.
No.
It'll take a lot of work for Kobach to gain just enough peace to not fully just be shooting off the cuff. But through this process, Tam will be teaching you how to how to control your feelings to the point where it's a logical use rather than just a feelings thing. He also will help you harness some of your powers and make that more apparent. Do you have a list of your Force powers?
I do.
Okay.
Let's see. You want me to shoot those over to you?
Yeah, go ahead. So, for the first hour or so, Tam talks. He has you close your eyes and he works through starting most recently. He starts working through your most upsetting, I guess. Holy cow, I'm tired. Your most upsetting times. Starting with what you went through in the Halls of Silence, or the Labyrinth of Silence, or whatever we're calling it. For hours, he just talks, and you feel... go ahead and roll an insight. If you've got it.
Insight. Yes. All right, so... what is my proficiency at now? Okay.
Is it still at 2?
It's 3.
Oh, 3. Okay.
That would be a nat 20.
Awesome.
Plus 2.
Plus 2, so 22. Total. Okay. You feel... as though things are, you feel as though like lead weights are being taken off of you. As Tam helps you process these things one by one, bringing them back, letting you kind of have your say on it, and then pushing through to the root of where your emotions lie, everything starts to become, it starts to make sense as to why you are feeling that way. You feel just years of anger and hatred and the fuzziness of feeling like you have to be on the fuzziness of your addiction, working through everything to the point where he gets back to your earliest memory, which is the last vision that you had. The vision of people with laser swords breaking down your door and slaughtering your parents as they cried. You narrowly escaping these beings as your father attempted to fight them off but was still in the slightly drug-addled haze, using spice to keep himself, keep his force sensitivity at bay so they couldn't find him. You remember the argument just before it happened of that your parents had about your father not taking his medicine to keep himself, to keep his powers at bay. And it seems like through all these memories, as you sit there and you talk and your photoreceptors are turned off, you feel a warm hand guiding you to see where it was leading you. How these things all took steps to lead you to where you are now. And although the force does not control your fate, but the force can help guide you. And Tam tries, you feel the warm hand guiding you to see, you know, if you didn't have this, if it wasn't for your parents, you wouldn't be force sensitive. If it wasn't for the pain and anger you felt, you wouldn't have delved so deep into the force, into trying to find something so that you would not be the lesser anymore. But also that because you have this power, you have to be aware. As your life continues, you'll have to get stronger to be able to survive against whatever forces are going to come at you, because there are people out there that are having to deal with the same things that you went through. And that is not balance. The destruction of one side or another is not balance. The path that you're on is one of making balance. Bringing the joy of not having to worry about where your next meal is, but also knowing that work is necessary to get you there. Finding those people to make that stuff happen. That is the goal. It isn't to be feared, although there is benefit to being feared in certain lights. But, yeah. So you managed to process a lot. It still hurts. It's not like it's gone away. It's not like it's an instant fix. But it all starts to make sense as to why you're feeling the way you're feeling, rather than just it being a whole bunch of random pain that you have to deal with. So after hours of sitting cross-legged, you kind of come back. He talks you back. And he says, okay, well, that's the first step in getting down a more sane and logical path, a path of more balance in your life, being able to outthink what your enemies might do. I believe that you're going to be one of those people. So far, I know that you've used something to protect yourself, and you have let out lashes of force energy, what the Sith call force lightning. These things are what they are. They are brought on by your emotions. Lightning is a tool, but it is only for violence. I'm going to try and help you lock down more of your abilities. He said, I also feel that you were able to do what I did to a lesser extent in one of your other battles. I believe your friend Rollum, he seems to get hurt a lot, but you kept him from crossing to be with the Force. Which, as of right now, is definitely the right way to go. You and your group are going to need as much help as you can get. What are a few other things that you think that you'd like to learn?
Well, Kobach is going to point at his lightsaber. I want to learn how to use those.
Uh-huh. Well, first you've got to have one. Do you have one?
No.
Well,
I've been trying to work out how to create one of those crystals that go in it. I found a schematic for it, but I got to get the crystals. And I know there's got to be a way to do it.
You can synthesize crystals. It's usually something the Sith do. But he reaches into his jacket and he pulls out fencing saber. One of the ones that you didn't see, but your party would have seen. One of the sisters carrying the females that I cannot think of. I want to say like Maidens of Destruction, but that's not what it was.
Yeah, I don't remember what they were called either.
I have it written down in my notes. Mistress of Deception. There it is. Because none of them attempted to use one on you, but they did use the one on Brony. He pulls one out and he says, "So this is, it seems, a very generic model. And you'll want to do upgrades, but this is a start." He tosses it to you.
All right, and I'll snatch it out of the air.
And you don't have your character sheet, do you?
I have my character sheet, yeah.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yes.
Does a 16 hit?
16 does not hit.
Okay. As the lightsaber connects with your palm, Tam is in your face. His lightsaber is ignited and swinging down, and just in the nick of time, you thumb on the switch, and a crackling red energy shoots in front of your face, and you catch his blade just before it hits you. And he goes, "I guess now's the time to practice." You gain insight. Go ahead and make an attack.
All right. So, foils use dexterity, correct?
I think so, yeah. Light foil. That's what it is. Light foil.
All right, so that would be a 24 to hit.
Okay. You swing around and you graze. Go ahead and roll damage for life foil, too. We'll just see how much you do.
All right, and that's going to be... Sorry, my internet is going super slow. I don't have the damage die for a light foil.
Oh, I think it's a D8 plus your...
Even if it was something lower, we'll just say I use my bonus action to force imbuement and push some of the force into the weapon, and that makes it a D8.
Okay, yeah. Because it's either a D8 or a D6. I know it's not a D4.
And that would be max damage. So 8 plus 3, 4, 5. So 13.
13. Okay. Yeah, you catch him just in the shoulder. And he winces. And you see a flash in his eyes as he swings back at you. Let's see. I need to jump over here. Where is it? Does an unnatural 20 hit?
Let me check the math. Yes.
Okay. So he swings, and just before he really hits you, you see his eyes kind of, that flash that you saw, it's almost like a switch clicks. And as he comes back to himself, and he just barely grazes you. It's enough to hurt, but not enough to take one hit point of damage. And
grunt a little bit.
And he says, "We're practicing." And he starts walking you through lightsaber the forms. As you swing and are about to miss, you feel something kind of tug on you, and you can see that he's kind of gesturing with his hand. You understand that it is him fixing your form through manipulating your body through the Force. I'm just giving you little tugs here and there to straighten you out, to move your foot a little farther into a better stance. And, he also understands that you're recording this entire thing. So, just helps walk you through how to actually combat somebody in with a lightsaber. And now you've got a light foil.
This is going to be useful.
Right. Let's see. As he kind of comes to a slow, you're both getting pretty worn out. It is a lot to work through. He says, "Okay, we're gonna take a break. We're gonna go grab something to eat, and we'll come back and we'll get into my specialty, which is manipulating others with the Force." And he takes you. He walks with you. Well, he puts his hand on your shoulder. How do you respond?
Tense up a little, but I don't fight it.
Okay. You definitely feel... I feel like Kovac's probably feeling something that he hasn't felt in a long time. And process... Like I said, Tam did help you... Try and help you process killing of that young man he's sorry that it was you that did it, but the young man was going to die one way or another. In his death, his family was set up. If you want, you can go and get a meet with the family to see how they're doing. Yeah. So, he takes you next door.
Tam,
to... Yes.
You've been in hiding. So they don't find you, so you can do whatever it is you're doing.
Yeah.
I assume you have a goal. You're not just hiding in the wilderness.
Currently my... ask your question, we can get to the goal my order has here.
So the Horned King.
Yes.
He is a force user, from what I understand, correct?
He is. He is a fairly powerful Sith.
And he is controlling the, whatever the ruler here is called. I forgot her name.
Oh, no.
Empress, whatever.
No, that's not how that works.
Well, his people are with her. We saw him on TV.
Yeah. His people are with her because she is powerful. He is not as powerful as she is.
So she's controlling him?
As much as you can control a flailing beast, yes.
I'm just trying to understand the situation. Eventually we're going to move out of this basement and I'm going to need to know what's going on upstairs, so...
Absolutely. Yeah, it's probably... I would say it's in your best interest to work your way up, but don't go any farther down. There are things down there that even I wouldn't want to deal with. It gets pretty bad down there. I can feel things down there that are monstrous, and there is much pain down there. The dark side is strong in some areas. It is definitely strong down there. One of the reasons when you met me, I was in Sec 1 is because there is so much life there. Hold on for just a second.
Okay.
He was almost off the bed. So. Hi. Oh, there's your mama. We had somebody wake up from a nap, and so I went and got him.
Uh-huh.
My goal here was mostly just to, gain insight into the goings on. There's a lot of spice coming out this world, and it's not coming in. So there's a manufacturing facility somewhere on this rock of metal that is manufacturing just more spice than I think the world even knows. The galaxy even knows. And, you know, a little bit of it is to undermine the authority here. To try and bring joy to those who have only felt pain. To try and help those who have been crushed. It's not necessarily balance. But there is balance in helping people. Especially when there's so many of those that wish to put them down. But yeah, that's my reason for being here.
Okay.
So the next thing that we're going to go over is ways to use the Force and how to use the Force. You have an understanding, obviously, already. Usually these kinds of things are taught to those who are a little younger. But that was definitely the way of the old, not the way of things now. Especially within my order, it doesn't matter when you come in, as long as you can use your head. You obviously can use your head, but how well you're going to use it, we shall see. But so, he gestures over to one of the thugs that you guys have hired. And he says, come over here. And the guy comes over, and he sits down next to you, kind of flops in. He smells less than great, but, you know, the rough and tumble are what you need sometimes for these kinds of things, so that's why you've hired him. And Tam waves his hand and says, you will protect him with your life. And the guy's eyes kind of like go go God, what I'm trying to think.
Blank, glassy, glazed.
Yeah, glazed. He gets a glazed expression. And he says, I will protect him with my life. And Tam looks at you and says, manipulating others is one of the most is one of the easiest ways to get what you need done. However, sometimes, honestly, it's not the best way to go. Taking away somebody's free will is not a very balanced way to do things. But if you need to move around somebody, these kinds of things, this is a great way to go about it. Obviously, you probably won't be able to do it to this level, but I will help you learn how to do this. And after, go ahead and we'll see. We'll say that he waves somebody else over and he says, give this person a direction while attempting to, I guess, try and make this person your friend using the Force. So he brings somebody over. And what do you do? I mean, I think
I will wave my hand just as he did, and be my friend.
Okay. As the force.
Simple command.
As the force, do you use the force?
Yes.
Okay.
I do use the force. I use effect mind.
Okay. So, as you kind of, what is your save?
Am I using intelligence at this point?
Yes.
During training or, okay.
Yep, during training so you will be using it.
Plus 8.
Okay, so
it's... So my DC would be, 16.
16, okay, well, he says, you see as his eyes also get a little glassy, and, he goes... Of course, I mean, you're not just my boss, you're my buddy, right?
Yeah, and I kind of give him the finger guns.
And he gives you finger guns back and then looks down at his hands like, why the hell did I do that? And he kind of like, okay, I gotta get back to work, and he wanders off. And he's like, and Tam says, good, that's it's definitely a start. And he leads you back out towards your towards your shop, and as you are about to head in, you hear some laughing.
Sort of laughing I heard down in the basement?
Yes.
And the lightsaber comes on.
As your lightsaber comes on, a full-on humanoid of undistinguishable character. They're fingernails are long, their face is scarred, and their eyes are destroyed. Just flies at you, and we are going to roll initiative.
Nice.
Okay, what'd you get?
I got, let's see, what's my plus? I got 5.
5.
I rolled a 3 with a +2 initiative.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, this creature just starts flailing at you with its sharp nails and does a, 17 does a 17 hit.
17 meets.
Okay. That's cocked. It does 4 damage as it grazes your face. Is all over you. And starts swinging again. And an unnatural 20 hits. Then, and it does another 11 damage as it cuts into you. Hear Tam kind of whispering to you and saying, "Don't forget to defend yourself." And it's your turn.
All right, so we are going to do... sorry, I was looking to see if my push is strong enough to... move someone away.
I think it is. Let's see. You're talking force, it push, is. Pull? Yeah.
Yep. So, strength save. I'm going to throw her back with the force.
Okay. It fails. So, they fly back how many feet? They're a medium creature, so 5 feet. Yep. So, yep, you push them away from yourself.
And then I am going to take a step back.
Okay.
And take a moment to ready myself.
Okay. Okay. It is going to run forward and attempt to hit you again. Flailing wildly. A 23 hits for 7 damage. And then it swings again, and a 12 does not hit, right?
No.
Okay. That is its turn. You feel a hand on your shoulder, and you feel yourself restored. By 10 hit points. As Tam, you hear Tam say, "You can best this. Do not be afraid to use violence, but you can best this." And it's back to you.
All right, then. Violence it is. So I'm going to use a sustained lightning on them.
Okay.
So that is a ranged attack.
Okay, you gain... Let's see. You have advantage.
Uh, 25 to hit.
That hits.
All right. And 1d12 of lightning damage. So 10 points of lightning damage.
Okay.
And then as my bonus action, I am going to... Oh, wait. Nope. Sorry. No, I'm not. That's concentration as well.
Okay.
I am ending. That will be the end of my round.
Okay. It is going to attempt to hit you again. And it misses its first. No, it misses. It's screaming in agony. Yeah, it's back to you.
All right, so now I'm going to lash out with the lightsaber for a dirty 20 to hit.
That hits.
So for 11 damage, and then the lightning also continues to arc for another 6 lightning damage.
Okay, so how much was the first damage?
8.
8, and then another 6?
Yep, so 14 in total. 14,
okay. It's looking really rough. But it comes charging back at you. And 19 hits, right? Hits for
yes.
7 damage. And then... its second attack is a 21 to hit. Ooh.
All right, so I'm actually going to use my Force-empowered self for my reaction on that.
Okay.
And add my kinetic die to my AC.
Okay.
So let me get a... So 17 plus... Oh, nice. Plus 6.
Nice. So 23.
So 23.
Okay.
Which,
as...
if you said it was 25 to hit, it's still going
to
hit me.
No, is it? It was a 21 to hit.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah. So you are feeling like this next hit is, as the nails are coming, they're coming straight for your throat. And you can feel the force surround you and guide you to take a just a slight step, just a lean back, and the nails that were almost going to dig out your throat miss by a hair's breadth. Yeah, I rolled max damage on that, so it is your turn.
All right. Another another swing. So that is going to be an 18 to hit.
That hits.
And then 13 damage total. 9 from light. No. 13. 18 damage total.
Okay. As it lunges and its arm just goes right past your neck, you feel the opening. How do you want to do this?
I am going to slice her in half at the waist.
Okay. So
a very dramatic pose at the end.
Okay. Lightning crackling off your fingertips. So as she swings past, you turn your lightsaber and it just catches right in her midriff, and you just push through and whip it around to be right behind your head as she falls apart with a scream and a laugh and then silence and just the hum of your lightsaber. You successfully defeated this creature. Tam pats you and says, "That was the only way that you could have done that. Don't forget to use your defense. I've seen you use it. Don't always go for the most offensive options. And... try and keep your distance for as long as you can. There are ways to be able to control your lightsaber from a distance. But that is a lesson for another day. I'm proud of you. You did well."
That was nice. I really like this thing.
Yeah, well, they're pretty strong. I'll also teach you how to deal with people that like to keep their distance too. With this, did you know it can reflect lasers? And he'll kind of chit chat with you, talking about, you know, the more you are into. The more you allow yourself into the force, the more you, will find, my brain is so just toast. You'll find, better ways to, take care of yourself. So, he gives you a nice rundown on helping yourself, and getting yourself into the Force. And yeah, do you have anything you want to say to Tam as the day ends?
I appreciate you helping me with this. It's been rather tough trying to learn this on my own. Thank you for coming back from the dead.
Well, I'm sorry I had to die in the first place. But that little skirmish in front of your Bith friend's house got the wrong eyes turned my way. And when I got back, they were waiting for me. That being said,
Kovac is going to let out a whistle and have the dogs come eat the, or the Anubs, not dogs, come eat the corpse and drag it back into the refuse pile.
Yep, they do. They do exactly that. Disposal of this charred and mangled body. With that, that is the end of our episode. It just kind of flew by.
Yeah, that did go pretty quick.
Yeah, Kovac is starting to get real deep into the Force. You can feel it blossoming in a less violent and angry way. So thank you, everyone, for listening. You can find us on your favorite podcast sites. Please leave us a like. If there's a rating system, rate us. I think every episode on Spotify has a how did you like this episode question. You can also email us at galaxyofdice@gmail.com. Galaxy of Dice is all one word, no caps. I will be starting to upload the stuff to YouTube. It's going to be pretty boring to watch as of right this minute. But we're getting there, you know, slowly building. I'm not a huge, I don't have a background in editing and stuff like that, so we're doing our best. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. We'll see you next time on Galaxy of Dice.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to Galaxy of Dice. A special thanks to my players for making this possible. If you want to contact us, you can do so at galaxyofdice@gmail.com. For ad-free listening and to support us and help us grow, please find us on Patreon, where we will be doing all sorts of community-driven projects led by you. Please like, rate, and subscribe wherever you listen. I am your Dungeon Dark Lord, wishing you good rolls and exciting adventures. Until next time...